As you probably already know, Pope Benedict XVI will be travelling to the Czech Republic at the end of this month to visit the nation and to celebrate the feast day of Saint Wenceslas. The apostolic journey that begins on Saturday the 26th and ends on Monday the 28th of September will be his 13th voyage abroad. During those days, the Pope is scheduled to visit the capital city of Prague, as well as Brno and Stará Boleslav, where he will participate in celebrations commemorating the national patron, St. Wenceslas. I decided a good person to talk to about this voyage would be the Czech Republic's ambassador to the Holy See. His name is Pavel Vosilik, and the embassy itself is not far from the radio. Ambassador Vosilik told me that in collaboration with the Vatican, his office is involved in preparing the ground for the journey. And one thing that's happening right now is the setting up of a press information service, which aims to do just that, inform the general public in the Czech Republic as to the significance and the role of the Holy See itself.
I would say that this is something what we should include into the curriculum of our everyday education in Europe, because we should see the institution of the Pope, the institution of the Holy See, as an essential part of the European culture, as European history, regardless if you are or if you are not member of the Catholic Church. We should simply see that the Catholic Church and the Holy See is sharing with the European civilization the history for over almost 2,000 years. And the occasion when the Holy Father is coming to visit my country, it's a very good opportunity to repeat some facts about the Holy See, about the Vatican City, about the Catholic Church, about the structure of this institution, about the role of what these institutions are playing in the current world, and of course to remind what role these institutions were played by them in the history. So I think this is a very important part of our activities before the visit of His Holiness to the country, because it should help us to find a key how to understand the visit.
So, Ambassador Vosilik continued, the hope is that journalists in the Czech Republic will do their job in providing their fellow citizens with important information about this visit, helping them to understand what is going to take place.
Now, are they interested? I mean, the people of the Czech Republic have a history of change. The Czech Republic's right in the heart of Europe. It obviously has a strong Christian heritage, years of communism, which more or less, I think, stamped out religious interest. Today, where are they?
Right. Now, maybe you ask two questions, actually, now. If they are interested in the visit, and maybe then the reasons of their interest or the purpose or the expectations. The answer for the question, the first question, is absolutely yes. I would say the ongoing visit of His Holiness now is on the top of interest in my country, talking about the political representation, talking about the population, because it's really something what's extraordinary for us to welcome His Holiness to the Czech Republic. Lots of people are still recalling their memories for the visit of John Paul II to the Czech Republic, which is almost 12 years ago. And of course, they are very much curious for this. That the curiosity could be maybe for this moment the engine of this interest, which is good. On the other hand, I would say that it's not enough.
Yes, curiosity shouldn't only regard practical matters like where can I see him in his Pope Mobile, or when exactly are the main events taking place, but rather, how can I be there to listen to his message?
And that's slightly related to our previous discussion. That's to explain, actually, who is coming in terms of his spiritual environment, about the message he's coming to deliver to us. And this situation and the development in my country in terms of the Christianity and the inclination of my population to religion, it's very difficult. Of course, you can see it just on some statistics, which are, of course, just figures, but It could be quite illustrative. When you see after the fall of communism in 1991, it was almost 4 million of my citizens were declaring their inclination to the Catholic Church. 10 years later, in 2001, it was 2.7 million, for 1.3 million less.
This negative trend, he says, is evident in a series of manifestations and really boils down to the fact that after 40 years of communist regime, the population was starved for spirituality. It was also seen as a means of breaking out of imposed ways of thinking, like on the occasion of the canonization of Agnes of Bohemia.
I remember the atmosphere in the society when this was happening in November 1989, just 1 week before the Velvet Revolution, when it was something what was really addressing the whole nation. It was for the first time when the communist regime had to open borders for some big group of our citizens to go to Rome. It was for the first time when the communist public television had a direct broadcasting from the Vatican. I think it's very difficult to explain to somebody who did not experience the communist regime, but of course Vatican and the Catholic Church, it was a synonym for evil for the communists. And suddenly on the communist TV, we could watch the Holy Mass on the occasion of canonization of a daughter of one of the Bohemian kings. And few days later, we had the same broadcasting from the Prague St. Vitus Cathedral, where the Prague Archbishop Cardinal Tomášek was serving the Mass on the same occasion. At that moment, I would say the overwhelming majority of my citizens were able to identify themselves with the Church, with the values, maybe not with the religion, but with the values, with the principles, with the spirit.
But quite soon in time, when the Czech Republic, free of communism, became a country busy building a democratic society, much of the population lost interest in the Church, no longer felt a sense of identification with its values.
I would say that it's the moment when we should maybe think about that on both sides. Why? We so easily abandoned sharing the spiritual values, and how quickly we moved into the life of the secularized society. So I would say that the period of 20 years we went from the Velvet Revolution till today is a period where we were really building the current situation in the relationship between the Church and the population. If we are facing right now some sort of crisis of the Church, of the religion in my country, and I would rather say of the Church than the religion, I don't think that we are facing a real problem that my fellow citizens would abandon the religion, would abandon the belief in God. This is really more problem of institution of the Church. So actually we are eating the fruit of our own activities from the 90s, where the Church, according to me, missed the opportunity, missed the momentum when the nation was very open and was willing to communicate.
The current situation, Ambassador Vozelik says, is that his is a very typical European country in which spirituality is not very high up in the scale of priorities.
I believe that the visit of His Holiness to the Czech Republic would maybe just bring the opportunity to open discussion over these topics and to discuss what's the problem. And maybe not only to look for some faults on the side of the population, that it's more cynical or I don't know what, but maybe to look as well at the activities of the Church and to think how they could improve their communication with the population. And particularly, you've mentioned that my country went through the terrible time of 40 years of communist oppression. But unfortunately, I would like to say, yes, you are right, and we are actually victims, and we desperately suffered. But it's 20 years ago. There is totally new generation already. There is people who were born after the Velvet Revolution and have zero experience with this. So if we could say, okay, the crisis in my country is done by the devastation of our spiritual life by communist regime, so I have to ask, and what about this, the new generation? Mm-hmm. So maybe what did we do to communicate with young people? And as you said, His Holiness is going to have the third day of his visit, is going to have his meeting with the young people in the Stará Boleslav. And maybe we could be witnesses of some new communication.
He comes not only as head of the church, but also as a moral authority. Do you think the young people in the Czech Republic will be open to his message?
I am sure that the generation on the Czech population is open for his message. It depends, of course, on the message he is bringing to. The problem is on our side, and that's what we have to work on, to explain that the Pope is not coming just to the Czech Catholics, that he's coming to the Czech Republic. Right. He's coming in the year where we are commemorating this 20th anniversary of the fall of communism, right, which is very important momentum to talk about expectations and confront our expectations from 20 years ago with the reality of these days. And I think when I was talking for the first time with His Holiness about this visit, I said, for me, it's not important to look back and say, what did we wrong in the 20 years of building the new society? For me, it's important to say where we are right now and where we want to go to. So the message what I am expecting from His Holiness is a message of good hope. It's a message of some progress and solving the problems we are facing today, and to show that there is some light in the future.
The ambassador is adamant that the new generations are open to listen. What is important, he says, is that they be addressed in a new language, a language they understand and that makes them want to listen.
That's my personal feeling. I think that His Holiness has the potential to address this young generation and to build a dialogue with them. And what's very important, we've mentioned his meeting with the young generation on the 28th in Stará Boleslav, but what's very important to say that His Holiness is going to meet as well representative of universities, right, including students, which means to talk to the new generation of high educated people and to talk to them about the role of education in solving the global problems. So when you look at the program of the visit, you can see how much the Holy Father, he is focused on building the channels for communication. Of course, he is coming just for 3 days. He's not able to address all problems, and it's not as well the goal. I see the visit as a very important step towards building and reopening channels for communication between the society and the Catholic Church.
I'm going to ask you one last question, which is quite personal. You've seen the program, you've seen the Pope's schedule. What do you expect the highlights of the trip to be?
I would say there could be many highlights. It depends on what angle you want to look at the visit from. I am expecting quite interesting results from the meeting of His Holiness with the academics, mm-hmm, talking about the education and the new generation. I am very much looking forward to this part. I think it's why for me it's very important, because that's the momentum when the Pope is addressing the whole society, not just the Catholics. Talking about culture, talking about education, it's something where we should be listening very carefully.